We are learning Masechtas Erevim, Daf Tzadik Dalad, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. We are continuing the Machlokes in the Gemara, the Shaila in the Gemara, if there's an idea of Shabbos Kimish Hutra Hutra. That means since the beginning of Shabbos, it was Mutter to use the Erev, even though something changed, Kimish Hutra Hutra. So Zok to Gemara, Itmar. Koisol Shaben Shtei Chatzeres. You have a wall between two Chatzeres, Shenafal. The wall fell down. And the way Rashi learns is, each chotzer had their own Erev with their own five houses. And they had a wall in between the two chatzeres, so they didn't ask each other. Now the wall fell down. Now if the wall fell down, the two chatzeres opened to each other, which is a problem. So what's the halacha? Do you say kimich hutro hutro or not? So Rav Omar e metalto me'el dal amas. Rav says it can't be metalto in your own chotzer only for amas. Why? Because you don't say kimich hutro hutro. You could be metaltal until where the wall was, and the other person was metaltal where the wall was. Why? Because you say kimish hutra hutra. Now, what are we talking about? Metaltal what? So, the way Tosfos learns it means we're talking about metaltal kelim de bayis. Because kelim de chotzer, you're allowed to metaltal from chotzer to chotzer anyway. So, therefore, it's not a problem. So, we're talking about kelim of the bayis. Rashi learns that even kelim of the chotzer, you can't metaltal in your own chotzer. Why not? Because Rashi explains that Rav l'shitasai, the Rav holds that you're not allowed to carry even kelim the chotzer to chotzer when you have an erev. Why not? Because this is a kelim the bayis around. You might carry kelim the bayis, and therefore you can't even carry kelim the chotzer. Remember here, when the chotzer breaks to the other one, the wall breaks down. If you do not hold of kimish hutra hutra, it's like there's no erev here between two chatzeres. So you have to come on to hetam, like carry from chotzer to chotzer. Carrying in your own chotzer is like carrying from chotzer to chotzer. Now, according to Rav, you can't even carry kelim the chotzer in your own chotzer because otu kelim debayis. Tosfos didn't learn like that. Now, Shaul, why didn't Tosfos learn like that? So the Marsha explains, since now you for sure can't carry kelim debayis batim out to the chotzer, so there's no chash anymore, there'll be so much kelim debatim out here. Therefore, you can carry kelim chotzer to chotzer. That's how Tosfos learns, that's what Marsha explains. But upon him, there's a machlokes, you say Rav and Shmuel, if you say kivin hutra hutra. Zok the Gemara, v'hod the Rav, and two lines on top of Tzadik Aleph, v'hod the Rav, lab aferish itma. Rav is not a furish of Rav. El maklola itma, we looked at it of a maisa. The Rav and Shmuel have Yosef ha'yuk chatsa. Rav and Shmuel want them sitting in a certain chatsa. Nofel gudo de bein di bein. And the wall fell down between the two chatseris. Omlo Shmuel, so Shmuel told his shamashim, shoklu glima, told his attendants, take a shirt, take like a piece of clothing, negidu bei, and hang it up as a separation between two chatseris. Adrin Rav Lape. Rav turned around his face because he's not allowed to carry any glima around. Lefi Tosfos is talking about glima that was shav suba bayis, and according to Rav, even shav suba chatzi, not allowed to carry anymore. The wall came down, so Rav turned around. Omelu Shmuel. So Shmuel told him, like in jest, he told him, "Ikapid Abba, you so makbid about carrying. Shakilu hameini v'kartabei. We're going to take your girdle and tie up that shirt onto the hefsek. We're going to use your stuff even for this." That's what he told him. That kind of story. So Mara's a kasha on the story. First of all, the story is Iklar. Shmuel says he allowed to carry a glima, and Rav was not happy. He turned around. So you see the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about this. The question is, if Shmuel held kimish hutra hutra, why in the world are we hanging something up? We don't need a wall. It's kimish hutra hutra. Well, Shmuel, lomali, why do you have to hang up a curtain? Ha'ama zemetalta kemechitzi, zemetalta kemechitzi. Light a metalta anyway. What do you need a wall for? So Mara says, you're right. Shmuel aval tznusa ba'ama. Shmuel was just putting up this wall for tznius, and not for the dinei of Erevin. And the Gemara asks, for Rav, Yisvirilei the Osir, if Rav held his Osir, Leimilei, so let him tell Shmuel, what is he, turning around? Say, Shmuel, well, you know, I'll do that. So the Gemara asks you the Shmuel Hava. It was the city of Shmuel, and he was the Rav in the city, Mara da Asra, and he wasn't telling Mother Asra what to do. Yochi, my time, I didn't laugh. So why did he turn around? So the Gemara, Le name Ruka Shmuel, Yisvirilei, you shouldn't say that he holds like Shmuel, therefore he turned around. So first of all, there's two points I just want to make from the end of the Gemara. One point the Gemara says is that Shmuel put up mechitzah tznusa. Now that answers a different question. How are you allowed to hang up a mechitzah on Shabbos? You don't hang up a mechitzah on Shabbos. It's oil. Teretz is, if it's not a mechitzah materes, then you're allowed to do it. That's the halacha. If you're making a mechitzah, it's not a mechitzah materes, you're allowed to make a mechitzah on Shabbos. Here it's not being matter or anything. That's one halacha. The other halacha is, the other thing is that we're saying here, Shmuel is Mar da Asra, so he wasn't meicha. we know that the halacha is that if someone's doing something wrong, even for a rebbe, you might have a four. Ain chachma vein svuna k'neged chil Hashem. So what's going on here? It's a chumra. It's a veria. Teretz is, since it was only a shailan shikel hadas, this is not called that ain chachma vein tuna. Ain chachma vein tuna means you see someone doing something and it's klara iser, so you have to meicha even in front of your rebbe. Here, it was a shailan shikel hadas. It wasn't clearly aser. Rav held as aser, and Shmuel, here you can't be meicha. Here you can't be meicha, even makom v'isser, you can't be meicha because it's shalom shikla das, not a toya v'dvar mishnah. So the mishnah v'ayit, a new mishnah. Chotzo shenifritzo shesharabim. You have a courtyard that the walls came down and it's open to shesharabim. It happens to be, the wall now to shesharabim now is open. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, we'll see in a second, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that now became shesharabim because it got open to shesharabim. And we'll see in the Gemara why. If you carry now from that chotzer to a rishis yochid, or rishis yochid l'toychol from yochid into this part of the chotzer, chayiv, you are chayiv out carrying from yochid to rabim. That means the Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Eliezer holds this is a rishis rabim the araisa. Someone's chayiv skila if he does such a thing like this. It's chayiv skila because it was nifas rabim, it became rishis rabim. The chomayim rim, no, it just became a karmelis. If you carry from there to Rosh Rabbim, Rosh Rabbim Toicha, it's Potter of Asa, Peshu Karmelis, as a din of a Karmelis. That means according to the Rabbanon, it's not a Rosh Rabbim. It's not a Rosh Yachid either, because it's open to Rosh Rabbim. It's a Karmelis, that's it, it is. You're not allowed to carry it from there to Rosh Yachid either, but also not Chayit. All it is a Karmelis. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, a Chotzo Shenifetzo Rosh Rabbim is a Rosh Rabbim. According to the Rabbanon, it is a Karmelis. So Mara asks, Rabbi Yeza, Meshum the Nifetzol Shusharabim, Havas Shurabim, because it was open Shurabim, became Shurabim, and the Oymek Akasha is, the Nakuda is, that Lechaira, it still belongs to me, it's my Chatzar. What does my Chatzar got to do with you? It's my Chatzar, it's open, so it's open Shurabim. How do all of a sudden become Shurabim now? Shurabim means a part of the road. How do I become part of the road now? So Gemara answers, in Rabbi Yeza Lotamei, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Meshum Rabbi Yeza, Rabbim Shabir Luderach Lasman. If in a certain case where the Rabbim, they lost their way, they knew they had a highway here, and now everything turned into fields. So the Rabbim said, "No, this is my derech, Mashabiru Biru. Whoever they started is theirs, belongs to them." So you see that if the Rabbim were like acquired something, they said, "This is ours," it becomes a Rabbim. But when I ask, it's not a dimyon. Any, the only time we say that mashabiru biru is only if we knew they had a pathway through this field. So they say, you know, this is it. Then they believe them comes theirs. But here we're talking about a guy's chutz and nevach. His wall fell down. Had all of a sudden become a shesharabim. So I'll tell you, you know what the case is. What is stam a chutz and nifritz a shesharabim? They lost the derech there. The problem with that is that if he's saying Avdlam Derech, that means that there was one, like Rashi explains, there was one strip, like on the end of your chatzer, that there was Bnei Yisrael tied that it was theirs. And the Bnei of the chatzer tied it was theirs. So there we say, okay, Viru, Mash, Viru, Shirabim, whatever they chose belongs to them. But then deep into the chatzer, that wouldn't belong to Shurabim, sure not, because there's no tzad that they had a road to deepen in the thing. And it's mashma from Rechanina that the machlekes was ad makom mechitza until the makom mechitza. It means the whole entire chatzah until the makom mechitza is the machlekes. And how can that be machlekes? The whole tzad would only be the strip that's near Shurabim. So my answer is, yeah, you're right. You have to tie to Rechanina like this. Al makom mechitza machlekes. What it means is al makom mechitza machlekes. Only in the makom mechitza where the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, that's Shurabim. Everyone agrees deep into the chatzah is at most a karmelis. But the thing that's a shirabim, machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon, is a strip that's near a shirabim. We have to speak out of Tosfos. The Lacharet Shra. How many mechitzas does this have, this strip? It has three mechitzas, right? Only one mechitza fell down. Now, the Tosfos and Rashi in this Masechta say that three mechitzas, midaraisa, is a shishiyachid. Three mechitzas is enough for a shishiyachid, right? That's the shita of Rashi and Tosfos. That three mechitzas is a shishiyachid. So the chayra here, good, one wall fell down. How did it become a shishiyachid and deraisa? It has three mechitzas. It has three walls. So what is going on over here? Why all of a sudden, how does it all of a sudden become a rishus harabim? So therefore, so first of all, the Rambam Shita is that Taka, Midaraisa need four walls. That's Taka Rashi Shita. And if the Rambam Shita, if the Rambam is good. But Tosfos over here answers, Tosfos is printed on Sadeh Gimel Beis, he says here, the side walls fell down also. Tosfos speaks out, beginning of Tosfos, that's where it's a Rosh Hashanah. At both ends, nothing was left on the mechitzas on the sides. It's not in the mechitza at all. So, and he says that if you list the comment that the whole thing was asr, then you have to say that all the mechitzas came down. Because if not, you can't have three mechitzas. Very important taisvus. Okay, good. Gevaldik. So that's one mahalach, what Mechlekes Rabbi Eliezer is. The shaila is the makam shebiru rabim, and that's that one strip where they claim it's their road, and the other people claim their road. That's what Mechlekes is. The boys say, you don't have to say they lost the derech, like Tosis speaks out, top Tosis. The boys say, they didn't lose the derech. What's the Mechlekes? But Tzidei Rishis Rabim Kemifli. The Mechlekes is by something that's Tzidei Rishis Rabim, I mean something that's on the side of Rishis Rabim, everyone uses that. Is that called Rishis Rabim? The Rabbi Eliezer saw our Tzidei Rishis Rabim because Rabim Dami. Eliezer's Shita is all of us Shas's. We have Masechta Shabbos also that Tzidei Rishis Rabim is a Rishis Rabim Dami. And the Rabbanon argue. Rabbanon Savri Tzidei Rishis Rabim Lav Rishis Rabim Dami. So Frank the Gemara. So if that's the case, like this is if the side of Rishis Rabim where people walk is called Rishis Rabim or not. For example, in our days it would be like a sidewalk. Is a side of Rishis Rabim or not? God's talking not to the case because not Rishis Rabim there. But the side of Shurabim, that causes Shurabim, like the shoulder, that causes Shurabim or not. So why do you have to argue by a case of Chatzos, Shanifritz, Shurabim? Say, make it simple. For Lifagu, but Tzidei Shurabim. Ba'alma, argue by regular, Tzidei Shurabim. Argue like that. So tomorrow, no. If Lifagu, Tzidei Shurabim, Ba'alma, have a minon, you would say, keep Ligi Rabban Leather Blazer. When does Rabban hold that's not a Shurabim? That's only by regular Tzidei Rishis Rabim. Standard Tzidei Rishis Rabim, which means standard shoulders in those days, had chafufi, which means they had these sticks that protected the people from the main Rishis Rabim. All the wagons and horses went to Rishis Rabim, and they didn't want them to bang into the walls and crush people to the walls or bang into the walls. So they used to have these sticks protecting the walls, and people could walk between the sticks and the walls. That was Tzidei Rishis Rabim. That's where the Rabbanon holds, not a Rishis Rabim. But here, where Chatzos Nifritzos is completely flush and open, maybe the Rabbanon would agree. Let's read inside. If the Rabbanon holds when the Rabbanon holds, it's not a Rabbanon, only when you have these chafufi, when you have these sticks, these poles. Like a chafufi, maybe there's no poles, and Moidalei, maybe Rabbanon will be Moida. That's called Rabbanon. Kamash Malon, no, it's not a Rabbanon. Rabbanon holds Shushashiyachit. So what are we learning now? If we both pshatim, this kasha and both pshatim. We're learning both pshatim. The whole nidin in our Mishnah is the side of the chatzar, the outside strip of the chatzar that got open. Either it's al birulam derech, or it's al tzidir shirabim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's shirabim. According to Rabban, it's a karmelis. But it says, if you look at the Mishnah, it says mitoicha lo shusiyachid. Mitoicha lo shusiyachid is chayiv. It's mashma even inside. That's the Gemara's question. It says from the inside. The Gemara answers, no, it's lav davka. Since the Rabban uses lashon mataycha, he also uses lashon mataycha. But really, when he says it's rab, it means a strip. So now, what's the Rabban uses mataycha? Rabbanon, amma rab lez, tzidush rabim. Rabbanon tain tzidush rabim, which means only the outside strip. Mahadula inu mataycha, and he tells them back mataycha. Rabban says, mataycha lo shirabim is a karmas. What are you not talking to each other? Tomorrow, hak kamalu. Rabbanon Eliezer. This is Rabbanon telling Rabbi Eliezer. Mi log kamoidis lon. Don't you agree to me? The heichad the metalta matoicha l'shus rabim u'mashus rabim l'seicha the potter. Basically, karmas. You agree to me that from inside the chatzah that's missing a wall, you carry from there to rishus rabim, rishus rabim to there. It's not chayiv. It's not mutter either. It's potter of also. Why? Because you hold it's a karmas. So tzidei namilishdos. So the tzidei rishis rabim also should be a karmelis. Just like you agreed to me, the inside of the chatzah. So the outside of the chatzah also, that's closer to shirabim, also should be only a karmelis. And shouldn't be considered shirabim. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, I don't agree with you. Hasam inside the chatzah, like kedarsi l'rabim. The rabim don't walk there. Halchuk kedarsi l'rabim. Here the rabim walk. Here's the rabim walk here. So if you're both pshatim, it gets a din of rishis rabim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if he carried from there two Ursus Yachid, he'll be Chayiv Skila. And like we spoke out, it's missing all three Mechitzas. Only has one Mechitza, but it's missing three Mechitzas, and therefore, be according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ursus Rabbin Deraisa, according to Rabbanu, only be a Karmelist. And inside the Chatzel, the Kuli Alma is only a Karmelist, not a Ursus Rabbin.